and the NRA and the repression. I was going to ask about blacks didn't have anything in the South back in these days.
No,
still,
no. If they ever got anything free, I don't remember it.
So they got nothing.
And you never did even see any blacks anyway. No, that's just going to come in and clean your home like mama would have a black girl come in and clean her home. And then...
What was thought about blacks back in these days?
They're fine in their own place. That's what... but after my daddy died, the neighbor that lived on ways up, I guess you'd call him a sharecropper too, I don't know. But anyway, when he came down, Papa had died when he came down. Well, Mama went and got the gun and gave it to B.S. And they stood there and watched him walk from his place on down. And she had told him, now, if he comes in the yard, kill him. Well, that's the way they handle things, you know.
And that was just a neighbor?
That was a neighbor, you know.
Was it a...
Old black man.
Old black man.
She says, if he comes in the yard, kill him. If he just walks on by, leave him alone. So he didn't come in the yard. It's a good thing he didn't come in the yard. But Aunt Nancy's sons, you know, around Atlanta, all Carols, well, and we, I had been Bible for a long time about a colored man killed one of his people. So they just got their guns and went and found him and killed him. And I had it in the Bible a long time. I don't know what went with it. Must have been in that big old Bible mama. But that if you went to Atlanta to see Aunt Nancy, she had two or three there working for her around, you know, the house and everything in the yards. And they did everything for her. They brought them off the... place where they had been arrested. They brought them into the home, made them work.
Like a chain gang.
Mm-hmm. It was a chain gang.
You remember the chain gang?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What did you think of that?
Well, you see, I was a little, I didn't know, but I they just always told me that it's for crime that they have committed, and so they put them in the chain gang. Of course, now you know as well as I do that if you was black, you was gone if you went to the law. You know, for anything, you was gone to the chain gang.
Yeah.
But they did have things on their feet and all where they couldn't run.
Yeah.
You know? And they had the striped clothes now. They used to work, you know, like going out that road, let's see, like you're going out past the arrow plant,
uh-huh.
You know, on out there. They used to bring their trucks and stop them, and they'd work on both sides of the road all the way down, you know.
Did y'all ever throw them anything from the cars you passed them?
No, we were afraid of them.
Always afraid of them. You were talking about Roosevelt closing down the banks.
I don't know whether it was Roosevelt. Was it Roosevelt that closed down the banks? Yes, I'm sure it was Roosevelt that closed down the banks. But I had one teacher, it was just, oh, she was just all upset. All the money she had was in the bank, and she couldn't even get any money out to do anything. Of course, then she'd laugh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now, she was a Roosevelt person, too. She was a Democrat.
So, the Democrat Party's always been what y'all, but people in the South or in Cedartown voted for.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were working class.
Took the lead, uh-huh.
They were for working class.
Yeah.
During this time, you were talking about having to, if you work two jobs, you have to quit a job,
mm-hmm.
so that it would open up a job for another person.
Uh-huh. Somebody didn't have one.
Can you remember anything else of like this?
No, I just happened to think about that. But I know one time, you know, I told you, Goodyear had this food sent in. And then one time, this woman told me while I was sitting there, said, why don't you go, my daughter over there, they'll give you some too. Well, I was going to see if they would give us anything. So I went over there, and they said, what's your name? I said, Hazel Carroll. I said, oh, you don't need nothing. Y'all got plenty. And so they would give us nothing. I said, well, we have plenty if you call milk and cornbread. But that may help the kids, because we look at my sisters, how old they lived, you know.
Yeah.
So Dr. Elliott always told me, said, your sisters have lived a long time because they've taken care of their health.
So then you and Paw met, got married, and had my dad. My dad graduated from Cedartown High School. Mm-hmm. I would assume that during this time is when, after he graduated from high school and everything, is when they started to try integrating blacks into certain things, like Martin Luther King and all that. Can you recall anything about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lived right here during that period of time.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember... Like,
yeah, I remember them having all the walks that they had, and of course, there were some white ones mixed in with it. You can see in the early papers that they had, and he walked right along with them over Martin Luther King.
Yeah. What did most people in Cedartown that you knew feel about all of that?
They didn't like it. They didn't like that, and they didn't want the color, you know.
Yeah.
Change is hard to make, you know. And so then they started mixing up the schools and everything, and letting everything like that come about. But they still had to have their marches, and went all this over in, what was it, Alabama, where the woman, you know, sat on the bus, the black woman, wouldn't be moved. And but they just marched from everywhere, and I remember his speech. I mean, I saw him there when he did his speech, you know, I guess it was Washington that they went to then. They went to Washington, everybody met there. And
did you see more blacks in Cedartown around this period of time than you did when you were younger?
Now?
No, during that period of time when Dad was growing up in like high school.
I couldn't tell lots of difference, you know.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell a lot.
Cedartown was still mainly a mill town then. Mm-hmm. Not many blacks still worked in the mill town. So blacks, you never really had to worry about them because they weren't around. But y'all thought all of the stuff with Martin Luther King and all that was just silly.
No, I really thought it was a good thing, and I think your daddy did too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mean your daddy, your granddaddy did too. But it's like I say, a change is really hard. He knew these things was coming, but it's just hard to turn loose, you know.
Yeah.
To make it so. I guess he was about like your daddy is now. You know, your daddy lots of times, you know, will say something angry about the color or something like that. He would every now and then too. But when you work in a big place like they worked in, like Lockheed and all, and how lazy some of them are, and that's when it makes you so mad. Because you're having to work for years, and they're going over there and hiding and getting by.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they disliked about them.
Yeah.
Both daddies.
Yeah. And that's usually why they weren't hired in the mill, you believe, is because of that. Mm-hmm. And the lint heads were usually farmers, so they were hard workers.
Hard workers. Snuff dipping. Cigarette smoking.
Was there a lot of drinking?
No
drinking?
Well, I mean, if a man was going to drink, he would do like Tommy's husband did. He'd go home, he'd go straight to town and buy his bacon and eggs and beans and everything for the next week. And then when he finished, he got him a bottle and went home. And he nipped off that one bottle. Now, he didn't keep going back.
Yeah.
He knew he didn't have the money because he had those three children. And he looked after them. He looked after them. That's what I used to tell Mary. Mary, just keep on, keep on, keep on. I said, why don't you do like your daddy does? Go get you a bottle, go home. And I asked Dr. Elliott one day about that. I said, Dr. Elliott, I said, now, Tommy's husband would go buy his groceries and look after his children, get anything they needed, and then he would come back, pick him up a bottle, I guess you'd call it half pint, and he'd nip off of that little half pint the whole weekend. And he said, well, that was a weekend alcoholic. And I mean, I said, he's done it ever since I could remember. And he married her when I was this high, you know. And so he said, that's a weekend alcoholic. But he's just going to take care of his children.
So there, you don't feel that there were a lot of people that worked at the plant that drank a lot, like to relieve stress or anything?
I think some people did. But now, like say for instance, those people at Lockheed, when I bet their alcohol bill was more than their grocery bill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They drank that much, socially.
Yeah.
But I don't think cotton mill people ever had the money to drink a lot. Now, like my brother Biggin, now he drank and drank, and I'm sure he drank this whole lot good, you know. And you could see him coming down the street weaving and trying to get home. When he'd get home, we'd put him to bed, or sometimes he won't go back out.
Where would they go to drink?
Down there on Midway, standing out there in front of the place, and everybody passed the bottle around. You didn't know that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that's they had little cafes and stores there.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that. Was crime a bad thing?
No, I didn't hear much ever of crime. Anything happening. A neighbor one time killed himself, and that was the worst thing that ever happened.
Most of these people were...
Most good people.
Good people. During the... When the blacks tried to move in and integrate stuff, was... How did most whites in Cedar Town...
Well, they started like this. And Dr. Elliott came in and told me one day in the office, he said, now this is where it's going to start. I was in a meeting last night. You know, the big wigs are getting the meat. I was in a meeting last night, and he says, they'll come in, and they'll start on the front up there, helping you with your groceries, you know. And a lot of them wouldn't let them help. But then they're going to put them back here, let them stop a little bit, you know. And if they see a woman or somebody come by, they're told to ask her, could we help you? You know, like that. And he said, this is the way they're going to try to push it in, as far as the stores and things in Cedar Town. They've got a little Cedar Town down real good here, but there are places back over in there where Tammy's husband lives, you know, back in that section of that, that, you know, they sell all kinds of drugs and
everything. Out of all your years living, what do you feel is the most historical part of your life?
I didn't have much.